Coach, how different is this team from the Broncos team you saw here just a little over a month ago?
It was, it's been obviously 6 or 7 weeks, I guess. Well, obviously the second half of the game, or you know, the fourth quarter is probably where some of the things started, and you know, they're obviously big emphasis on running the ball, and the style of running game is much different than our guys have seen in a while, so we have to prepare for that. And defensively, I just think they're playing at a real high level, and they're playing very aggressively and playing very fast.
How different is it preparing for Tebow now that you, I mean, before he was probably kind of a wild card, you knew there was a chance, and as opposed to now knowing that he is the guy and having as much tape of him now as you do as opposed to last time?
That's the number one thing. I think you have the games and you see there's a plan and what they're doing with them. And then obviously the experience of having played against him. We've played against him twice now. And the one thing I think the impression he's made with our guys is, you know, you have to work to get him and then get him on the ground. And he's an elusive runner. He's a very big, strong guy. So you have to do a good job of staying alive and everyone's got to rally to the ball.
How concerned are you with your offensive line health and the protection that Phillip's getting right now?
Well, I tell you, you know, we had a makeshift. We had a lot of changes in the line against Chicago, and that's a very good front, and our guys held up awfully well. I felt good about the way, you know, we had two guys in there that really hadn't played at all for us this year. So I've liked the way our guys held up. Obviously, they're on tape now. They've played a game. You know, Denver has a good look at the guys we played in the game. You know, I think they held up in that game, and hopefully we'll be a week better.
I know last time we talked to you before that game in October, we kind of talked about Phillip Rivers and some of the turnovers and the interceptions, and there wasn't really an explanation. Is now further into it, the fact that he's got 17 interceptions, do you know where that's coming from, how he can turn that around? And
well, he's played at such a high level through such a long period of time. He's going through a tough period now, and he went stretches in that game. He went three quarters, and I don't think he made a mistake with the ball. I don't think it was close. You know, we got down by 11, and he tried to fit a ball in there in the fourth quarter that, you know, he was expecting Vincent to get across the guy's face, and he thought he could fit the ball in, and he didn't. Those are type of plays that, you know, have happened to us. I think we're trying to make something happen where there isn't anything there.
How much different or better is your offense when Antonio Gates is healthy and contributing?
Well, I think the style of offense we have, you know, every guy that's a playmaker adds to it. And Antonio's, I think, gotten better. He's continuing to get better in terms of his health, his getting back to being the same guy. So, obviously, he has made a difference for us, you know, on third down in the red zone, those type of things.
Obviously, it's not really a surprise that Von Miller's made an impact given he was the second player in the draft, but can you just talk about what you've seen on him? You've seen him in person now, and maybe since the last time you've even played, what are you seeing on tape from him?
Well, I think everyone knew, you know, coming out, the great explosion, the great speed. He's playing in a very physical manner, and you can tell that, you know, he's, you know, whatever it's been, 6-7 weeks since we played, he's that much better, and that's usually what happens with young guys. You know, so I think, you know, it's obvious. It's an understatement. He is, you know, he's the real deal, and he's a full package in terms of being able to rush, run. He makes a play in the game, running down a guy, runs 50 yards down the sideline to go get a guy. He can run as fast as anyone on the field, probably.
I don't know, you know, how much you really got into in-depth study of him before the draft, but I mean, did you have the thought that he could be a complete player? Everybody knew he could pass rush, but it looks like now he's starting to kind of get the run aspect of it too. He had 10 tackles last week.
I think, you know, obviously you said it, he's second pick in the draft, and, you know, he's one of those guys that's got just the rare ability, and, you know, he loves to play. You can tell by the way he plays. He loves to play. He plays fast. He finishes. He's aggressive. You know, those are all the things you want in a guy.
Hey, Norv, are you worried at all right now about your job status? There's a lot of rumors going around that you might be on the hot seat. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think I've been doing this long enough. You guys have been obviously involved in this league long enough to know that you lose five straight games, there's going to be more than rumors. There's going to be a lot of talk, and it's going to be speculation. And there's a lot of guys that, earn a living by going on TV or doing whatever they do on the internet and all that, doing that. So, I'm more concerned about getting ready for Denver than I am any of those other things. And, the number one thing for us to do, obviously, is to win a game. And then if we can do that, then you build on that.
Hey, Coach, as an offensive guy who coached Aikman and Drew Brees and Rivers, when you see Tim Tebow and what this offense is doing, do you think it can last long term in this league, not just the rest of the season, but, year in, year out for the next 5-10 years?
I think this. I don't think there's anyone who runs any offense that believes that you can stay the same, that you've got to keep growing. And I know they're doing the things that are best for Tim right now. They're doing the things that give their team the best chance of winning. And then I know they're building on those things. And I think you always design whatever you're doing based on your players' abilities, and then you try to have your players develop so they can do more and more things. So I think what they're doing is really good, and when you win number of games in a row and you're playing at a level they're playing, then you're doing the right things for that situation.
Norv, you've been in the league a long time, and so is John Fox. What's your relationship with him? Is it more of a deal where you guys just kind of bump into each other every now and then, or do you know John pretty well?
Okay. I know John. I've known him a long time, and it is, I've got a lot of respect for what he's done. We've coached against each other a lot of years, all the way back to when he was with the Giants and I was with Washington. He's always, his teams have always been so sound, and, he and I, we're certainly not close, but certainly through in this business you get to know each other real well, and I've got a lot of respect for him.